Are we getting ready to kick it? What are we going to plant?
I know they're supposed to be getting all kind of stuff, so I'm waiting on collard greens.
That's Scott Strawbridge and Lisa Johnson, overlooking one of the farms in Fort Lauderdale's Northwest Gardens neighborhood. Strawbridge is the Director of Development and Facilities for the Housing Authority in Fort Lauderdale, and Johnson is one of his apprenticeship program graduates. She's trying to get a tent for the urban farm next.
I done been talking to a couple of people, and I kind of pressed a couple of people, so hopefully they'll come through.
She manages this farm that feeds residents living in more than 600 low-income apartments, meaning these residents make, at the very most, 60% of the area's median income. Strawbridge says this farm in the middle of a food desert is just one of the things that makes Northwest Gardens a designated gold-level, LEED-certified neighborhood.
Primarily, you're going to be looking, of course, at the collective energy efficiency of the buildings, but also as to health and quality of life.
LEED certification stands for Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design. It's only the second neighborhood in the U.S. to make it there. Strawbridge says in a neighborhood like Northwest Gardens, this recognition can make residents proud. He calls it the Wizard of Oz effect.
That would be my best analogy is, yes, you do have something very special here. And it sometimes takes putting that heart or that badge or that diploma on someone to let them know that they have something special.
Strawbridge is giving tours of the neighborhood this month to show the public all the improvements. You can find more on that at WLRN.org. I'm Katie Swetulski in Fort Lauderdale.